Good thoughts from Vision's daily devotion, the word for today.
2 Corinthians 5 and verse 1 tells us that when we die and leave this earthly body, we'll have a house in heaven. When you die, you simply leave one form of life and enter another. Consider for a moment the first law of thermodynamics. Neither energy, that is your soul or spirit, nor matter, and that is your body, can be destroyed. They can be transformed into other forms, but they can't be annihilated. Boris Jenkins said it like this: "No single atom in creation can go out of existence, according to the scientists. It only changes in form. We can't burn up anything. We simply change it from a solid to a gaseous state. Neither is any energy or force ever destroyed. It's only changed from one form to another." So if a person actually ceased to exist, they'd be the one thing in this world that does. So when you die, what does happen? The Bible, in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, says, "We know that when this tent we live in, our earthly body here on earth, is torn down, God will have a house in heaven for us to live in, which will last forever. And now we sigh. So great is our desire that our home which comes from heaven should be put on over us by being clothed with it. It's not that we want to get rid of our earthly body, but that we want to have the heavenly one put on over us, so that what is mortal will be transformed by life. God gave us His Spirit as the guarantee of all that He has in store for us." Think of it like this: your last day on earth will be your best day ever. How awesome's that? And that's Vision's Word for you today. When you die, part two.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au or in the Vision app. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.